إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and we continue insha'Allah ta'ala in these classes of the seerah, reading from Mukhtasar Seerat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abridged biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. In the previous class, just to give you a brief summary on the points that we have covered, we talked about the first migration to Abyssinia, to Al-Habasha, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered his companions in the fifth year of the Hijrah. In the fifth year of the Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded or ordered his companions to migrate to Al-Habasha, Abyssinia. And he said to them, because the torment and the harassment became severe upon them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them that إِنَّ فِيهَا رَجُلًا لَا يُظْلَمُ النَّاسُ عِنْدَهُ يعني النَّجَاشِ. There is a man there, meaning Habasha, he was the king. On Habasha, An-Najashi. In English, is a Negus. N-E-G-U-S. Alright? Alhamdulillah. There is a man there in whose presence no man is oppressed. So they went. But then they went again. They came back. And then another group, greater in number, they went back for the second time. And that was the ulama of, they call it, they mention to it, they mention it as the second migration to Habasha, to Abyssinia. And also we covered the point that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a letter to An-Najashi. An-Najashi, the king in Habasha, requesting him to give Habiba in marriage to him. And Habiba, she was the daughter of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. But at that time Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim. Okay? And she has migrated to Al-Habasha with her husband. So she was a Muslim, alhamdulillah. She migrated to Al-Habasha with her husband, Ubaidullah ibn Jahsh. But her husband, when he get to Al-Habasha, it was a Christian land. He embraced Christianity, wal-iyadu billah. Then he died as a Christian. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wrote a letter to An-Najashi requesting that to marry Habiba radiallahu anha. And he married Habiba to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave her dowry. He paid her dowry for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was 400 dinars. And sent the remainder of his companions in two boats. And they arrived after the Battle of Khaybar, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already conquered it. Today, inshallah ta'ala, tonight, we will continue. Of course, Quraysh, they're not just going to sit there and without even do anything. Now, this is the Muslims, they migrated. So Quraysh, they want to try to run after them. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We start with this point. Quraysh send to An-Najasi, the Negus, a request for the return of the Muslims. So now Quraysh, now they send people. We're going to know who are those people. They send them to An-Najashi. You know, so that An-Najashi will send back those Muslims to Quraysh. So they can continue to oppress them and persecute them and the like. So the Shaykh, he says, after the Battle of Badr, Quraysh gathered in the meeting hall, Dar al-Nadwa. And said, we may revenge ourselves on those Muslims with the An-Najashi. Negus. I'm saying that right?
Negus.
Negus. I don't want it to mix it with the other one. All right, Negus. All right, mashallah. All right, Negus. N-E-G-U-S. An-Najashi. I'm just going to say Najashi, okay? Oh, everybody know Najashi? Because if I say Negus, it may go, my tongue go here or there, and somebody may, like we say in the other class, okay? Alhamdulillah. So here we're just trying to study our deen. All right? Okay, so he's a Najashi. So the Quraysh, they say, we may revenge ourselves on those Muslims with the Najashi. So collect some money and send it to him as a gift, so that happily he might send those who are with him. Okay? Give him a gift so that he can send those people back to us. And let us appoint two representatives to do that from amongst those who hold the same view as you. Alright? So they sent Amr ibn al-As and Umara ibn al-Walid. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. But at that time he wasn't Muslim. Because if I'm not mistaken, Amr ibn al-As, he accepted Islam towards the 7th year of the Hijrah or so. Okay, Imam Khalid ibn al-Walid and another person. So at that time, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he was not a Muslim, and he was very eloquent speaker, and also, and he has a position. He was well respected amongst the tribes and the people. So they choose him to represent Quraysh, along with Umar ibn al-Walid. According to Ibn Hisham, Ibn Hisham has another book of Sirah, Sirah Ibn Hisham. According to Ibn Hisham, in his book, they sent with them Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah. So these two and another man, Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah. So they choose Amr ibn al-As and Umar ibn al-Walid with the gift. They send them with the gift. And they traveled across the sea. So they are in the peninsula. In Mecca, for them to go to Habasha, they have to cross the sea. Alright? They have to cross the Red Sea. Alright? To get there. Then they entered the presence of An-Najashi. They entered. They got there. They entered upon An-Najashi. Remember, An-Najashi, he was a Christian king. He was a Christian king. Okay? They prostrated before him. Well, that was the habit then. They prostrated before the kings and the like. So this mushrikeen, this who went to those who are representing Quraysh, they prostrate themselves before An-Najashi, and greeted him with salutations of peace, and said, they said to him, our people are sincere advisors to you, meaning the people in Quraysh. Our people are sincere advisors to you, and they have sent us to you to warn you about these people who have come to you. Meaning who? The Muslims who migrated. Those who are persecuted simply because they worship Allah. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ain't doing anything. It's not like they're running away from a crime like certain people do. They run from an area to an area, from a state to a state because of a crime. Now these people, they run in with their deen so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is going to become clearly later on. So he says, we are here to warn you about these people who have come to you, because they are people who have followed a man, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man who is a liar. He has come forward from amongst us, claiming that he is the messenger of Allah. And none have followed him except the stupid people. See the dhulm, ya akhwan. See what they say? Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah for Islam. See, the Muslim doesn't act like the non-Muslims or like the ignorant. The Muslim doesn't talk like this. Their jahl and their ignorance made them talk about the best of the creation like this. Accusing the Prophet ﷺ of being a liar. How would you feel? How would you feel if somebody said to you, you're a liar and you didn't lie? How would you feel? You feel mad and terrible, right? Do we feel the same way for the Prophet ﷺ? Do we have that ghera, that jealousy for our Prophet ﷺ? Or do we just like, hey, listen, man, people are free, they say what they say. Now we have to feel the ghera. When people talk about the Prophet ﷺ or say something about the Prophet ﷺ, you have to feel that ghera in your heart. You know? That's from Iman. حُبُّ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So look what kufr make people do. Zulm, ignorance. Make the people say anything. They speak against the best of mankind. A liar. Was he a liar? حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. And who follow him? Except the stupid people. These are the best people they're talking about. Those who follow the Prophet ﷺ, they are the best of this ummah. And they say, we have put pressure on them. Now the delegation, those who are representing Quraysh, they saying, we have put pressure on them and expelled them to a ravine. A ravine is like a narrow and it's like a canyon, yeah. It's a very narrow canyon. It's a narrow place, like a ditch, narrow place between two rocky mountains or something, uncomfortable, uncomfortable place, a ravine. All right? They says we expelled them to a ravine in our land where none was allowed to join them and none was allowed to leave them. And hunger and thirst have killed them. Okay? And when things became hard for them, he sent his cousin to you in order to spread corruption, meaning the Prophet ﷺ. Sent his cousin to you, meaning Najashi, in order to spread corruption in your religion and in your kingdom. So these are false allegations and accusations. Says, man, that's why they said we here, we are sincere advisors to you, cautioning you and warning you against people who may come, they come here to spread corruption. They're talking about the Muslims. They said, so beware of them. The delegation is still talking. Okay, Amr ibn al-As and with him, they were still talking. So beware of them and send them to us. And we will deal with them for you. And we will deal with them for you. Alright? So, and they said to him, and a sign of the truth of this, meaning we're going to give you one sign that we're speaking the truth about these people, and what we said about them is true, that what we have told you is true, is that when they enter your presence, they do not prostrate to you. They do not. is though they tell them they're arrogant and they don't care about you. You know, you're the king and this and that. They will not prostrate before you, nor do they greet you as you should be greeted, because they reject your religion. See how they paint that picture? Alright? But alhamdulillah, this man Najashi was wise. He was on kufr, but Allah gave him wisdom. Okay? And he was just. Alright? If he was somebody just who followed one side story, those Muslims would be in trouble. Would have been in a big trouble. If somebody just followed one side of the story. Oh yeah, they like that? Alright. I show you one. Oh yeah, they want to start corruption in my land? Not on my land. But him, Allah gave him some, alhamdulillah, wisdom. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't speak out of his desire. He says, in Habasha there is a just ruler. And that's what's going to explain it, the way he deals with this. Because these are some very, very serious accusations. Okay? So Al-Najashi sent for them. Sent for who? Muslims. For the Muslims. Because he wants to hear the other side of the story. Alright, Amr ibn al-As and his two companions, they said what they have to say. Some very serious accusations. What Al-Najashi did? He says, okay, I listen to you now. Let me listen to them. Let them defend themselves. Let's see what they can say. Huh? What they have to say with this allegation, these accusations. So when they arrived, the Muslims, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, that's his cousin, that they refer to the cousin, he sent his cousin to you to corrupt your land and religion. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh called out at the door, the party of Allah seek your permission to enter. The party of Allah seek your, because he's talking to Al-Najashi, seek your permission to enter. And Najashi said, go to this scholar and tell him to repeat his words. Go to this scholar and tell him to repeat his words. So he did. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib did repeat what he says. And Najashi said, yes, let them enter by Allah's permission and under his protection. And under his protection. So they entered, meaning the Muslims. The Muslims entered, and they did not prostrate to Al-Najashi, as Amr ibn al-As and his companions said. They didn't prostrate. Everybody prostrate to Al-Najashi. These people, they did not. And we learn lessons, ya akhwan. We got to practice Islam correctly. You know, we don't just practice Islam and we're strong in masjid. And we were outside, we were like, we follow and we compromise our religion. No, man. These are Muslims. They don't prostrate. They didn't sit by the door and say, listen, man, everybody prostrate. They just prostrate. Ain't nobody going to see us. No, you're going to practice your religion whenever you want. A man around, example, if a brother around and other brothers and a woman want to shake his hand, oh, they will, no, sorry, Ashur, man. But when he's alone, go for any review, he's like, what are you doing? Shake the woman's hand, no, you can't do that. You can do it if it's permissible, you do it in front of anybody. But if it's not permissible, you don't do it. And I share with you something that happened with me personally. Personally, this is true, huh? Maybe 5 years ago. I don't know if you heard in the news because it was big northeast. Maybe Abdul Qayyum remember. It was big in Ashraf. Ashraf? Maybe you weren't here yet. This was big in New York and New Jersey area. You heard of the like 10 or 11 Muslims die in a fire? A house caught in fire? You know? There was two families. They were, one brother has a family and the other brother has a wife and children. And one of them, he was in Africa, or maybe both of them they were to visit in Africa. So one family stays with the other family in the apartment, you know. And there was two women and 9 children. And they caught up on fire and everybody died. Everybody died. I still remember that day when we went for the funeral, Akhi. It was, you think yourself you're in Hollywood or something, man. Akhi, because the media, they make a big thing of it. Bloomberg, right? Bloomberg, you know Bloomberg is the mayor of New York, the rich guy. He has like, I don't know, 21 billion now or something. He's one of the 10 top people, Bloomberg. Something Bloomberg, I don't know. All right? He's one of the top 10 or 20 that have billions. All right? And so for like a whole week, they were, that masjid in the Bronx, called Masjid Al-Thaqafi. Al-Masjid Al-Thaqafi. That masjid caught in fire and burned down too, subhanAllah. 2 years after that, that masjid burned down to the ground. La ilaha illallah. Anyway, remember, I'm telling you the story because of shaking of the hand. You know, you see what this has to do with this, you will know. Okay, here is the day. I'm in New Jersey, but I teach that masjid. Every Sunday, I teach in that masjid and another 2 other masajid in the Bronx. I used to, of course, when I was there. So, I know one of the brothers, subhanAllah, who used to come to the class and stuff. So anyway, there was the funeral. The day they say the funeral after Dhuhr. I went there, akhi, subhanAllah. The news and everywhere. You know, the Bronx is a lot of buildings and projects. Akhi, every single window has a cameraman. They give those people money that in there, whatever the case. Every single window in those, so many windows in those streets have a cameraman towards the masjid. And the police, and it was a big thing. Bloomberg and Hillary Clinton was there. That's the point. So we're sitting there, we're waiting. Then they're like, all right, Bloomberg is here. He came, Bloomberg. Me, I was in the front because I went there real early. I was in the front. And then you got so packed, you can't even go out. You know how we become so packed, even if you want to leave, you can't leave? That's how it was crowded, that place. It was in the winter and we were sweating, akhi. When Bloomberg came, everybody announced, they said, Bloomberg is here. He was shaking hand. I shook his hand. Okay, he's a man. Shook his hand. Okay. And he was next to me right here. Then they say another person coming. I don't know, the commissioner or something. Okay, he shake people's hands, put my hand out there. Then they're like, Miss Clinton here. Wow. Hillary Clinton. You know, you remember Hillary? She's now because she was a Senate then of New York. Her husband is Bill. Billy, you remember? All right. So she was a senator. Senator, right? Senator. But now she's what?
Secretary.
She's secretary of that thing, okay? The state. Of the state. All right? So now, when she comes, they put a khimar on her. Yes, she came with a khimar. Yeah, alhamdulillah, she wants to give respect to the masjid, whatever. She has a khimar on. And then she began to give handshake. And people, they like this. Everybody want to shake their hands. Me, and whenever somebody squeeze, I squeeze back. And I'm like, man. And there was a brother, an imam of another community. He's like, what you going to do? Are you going to shake hands or not? I said, no, man. I ain't shake no hands. Okay, let me tell you something. I was feeling it. Because everybody looking at me. All of a sudden, oh, Muhammad, shake hands. I said, no, man. I'm like, but the cameras, and I'm like, no, man, I ain't shaking no hands. And I was like this. I put my hands in my pocket, like it's going to help me or something. You know? And I'm like, man, what am I going to do now? I set myself sitting in the front. And then I can't even go nowhere. Because it's packed. Nowhere. You can't even move. You're like this. She's right there. And I'm making dua. Ya Rabbi. Oh Allah. Keep her away from me. She's coming and giving. Like she started over there. She's giving a high door. Some people hugging her. People tell her, man, you look good. I'm like, man, I'm like, how am I going to get out of this one here? As soon as she gets like, maybe there's like three, four people between me and her, the brother who was asking me, how are you going to do? He jumped. I don't miss clearly. I'm like, man, I'm like the man who me and him, I thought he's going to say no, sorry. I was like, well, me, man, like him. Nah, he gave me up. Akhi, alhamdulillah. As soon as she just shook the hand of the one next to me. All right? She's right there. And then one brother from over there, he says, Miss Clinton, our imam want to make dua for you. Come here. I said, alhamdulillah. And she went back. She went back, alhamdulillah. I said, alhamdulillah. And then she went back. And then, lunchtime. Hey, subhanAllah.
What would you have done if she just came?
I don't have to worry about that one. If Allah saved me from something, I don't put no supposition or nothing, man. Alhamdulillah, I leave it the way it is. What would you do? I've done what I supposed to do. I made a lot of dua. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallahu khairan. All right now, right? So he said, so they did not prostrate. So Najashi said, what prevents you from prostrating to me? They said, we only prostrate to Allah, who created you. Who created you, they said to him, talking to a king. Who created you and your kingdom, and we only used to use that salutation when we worship idols. We used to do this when we used to worship idols. We used to prostrate to them and stuff. And to other people. Then Allah sent among us a truthful prophet, and he ordered us to greet each other with the salutation which is pleasing to Allah, and that is As-Salam. The salutation of the people of Jannah, of Paradise. The Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and Najashi recognized that this was true, and that it was in the Torah and the Injil. Okay? The Injil is the revelation given to Isa alayhi salam. He said, Najashi said, which of you was the announcer who sought permission to enter? The one who, at the beginning. Ja'far radiallahu anhu said, it was I. Najashi said to him, then speak. Then Ja'far radiallahu anhu said, you are a king, and you accept neither excessive speech nor injustice. And I would like to answer on behalf of my companions. So order that one of these two men, speak, and then hear our arguments. Okay? So he said, I'm going to talk, but I want one of these two men to listen to what I'm saying. Amr said to Ja'far, speak. Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, who was not a Muslim then. He said, because they know each other. He knows Ja'far, they know Amr, they know each other. He said to him, okay, Ja'far, speak. So Ja'far, radiallahu anhu, said to An-Najashi, ask him. Meaning, ask Amr, who came to you and tell you about all this thing, and he's warning you against us, and we're going to corrupt you, and we're dangerous like this. Ask him if we are slaves or free men. And if we are slaves who have fled from their masters, then return us to them. Amr said, no. They are honorable free men. He asked, meaning Ja'far, radiallahu anhu, have we spilled blood unlawfully that we should be punished? Amr ibn al-As says, not a drop. Not a drop. He asked, meaning Ja'far, have we taken the people's wealth unlawfully and are thus required to compensate for it? Amr ibn al-As said, not a single qirat. Meaning, no, these people ain't took nothing. And Najashi then asked, then what do you want from them? Subhanallah. And Najashi said to Amr, then what do you want from them? It's not like running because they killed somebody and they're running, or they took your wealth, or they ran away slaves, or what do you want from them then? Amr said, now he's going to see he doesn't have something, now he's going to tell a story. See what I'm talking about? He says, we and they were united upon the same thing, meaning shirk, okay? The religion of our forefathers, and they abandoned that and followed something else. And followed something else. And Najashi asked, what is that you used to follow, and what is it that you have followed? So Najashi said to Ja'far radiallahu anhu, what is that you used to follow, and what is it that you have followed now? Speak and tell me the truth. Speak and tell me the truth. Ja'far radiallahu anhu replied, as for what we used to follow, we have abandoned it, and it is the religion of shaitan, of Satan. We used to disbelieve in Allah, and we worshipped stones. Okay, that's what we have abandoned. As for what we have changed, it is the religion of Allah, Islam. And then he explained to him, he says, a messenger came to us from Allah with it, with Islam, and with a book like the book of the Son of Mary, confirming it. And Najashi said, you have spoken of a great matter, so go slowly. Because he want to understand everything. Go slowly. Then he ordered that the bell be rung, and all of the priests and monks gathered to him. Now the Najashi wants all of the priests to come and listen to this one. Then he said to them, Najashi said to all of those monks and priests, I implore you by Allah, who revealed the Injil to Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, do you find anything in it? Meaning in the that which Allah revealed to Isa, the Injil. Do you find anything in it about a prophet between Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, and the day of resurrection? They said, look what the monks and priests said. They said, by Allah, yes. Jesus has informed us of him. And he said, whoever believed in him has believed in me, meaning that messenger, that prophet that will come after him. Jesus said to them, whoever believed in him, meaning in that prophet, has believed in me, and whoever disbelieved in him has disbelieved in me. Now, and Najashi said to Ja'far, radiallahu anhu, what does this man say to you, meaning the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What does this man say to you, and what does he order you to do? And what does he forbid you from doing? Ja'far radiallahu anhu replied, this man recites to us the book of Allah, and he enjoins al-ma'ruf, Islamic monotheism, and all good deeds upon us, and he forbids al-munkar to us, shirk and all evil deeds. He orders us to be faithful to our agreements of protection, to maintain family ties, and to be charitable to the orphans. And he orders us to worship Allah alone without ascribing partners to him. This is what we tell the people. This is Islam. Not like some people who don't understand. What is Islam? What Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach you? And we don't eat pork. First thing, don't eat pork. What do you mean? It's what he says. Tawheed. Worship Allah alone who created us to be kind to our parents, to keep our commitments and our covenants and this and that. So when Najashi said, recite something of what this man, he, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, recites to you. And so he recited Surah Al-Ankabut, the spider, and Surah Al-Rum, alayka salam. Upon which the Najashi's eyes were filled with tears, hearing the Quran. Filled with tears. And he said, recite for us some more of this beautiful speech. Allahu Akbar. Said, recite for us some more of this beautiful speech. And so he recited to them Surah Al-Kahf. Now look now, Najashi's eyes filled with tears. He likes what he's hearing. Amr ibn al-As, the other wise, like, man, I can't lose this one. I can't let him win. I'm coming to take him back with me. So Amr wished to make the Najashi angry. Now, because he's happy, now I got to stir everything again. He wished to make the Najashi angry, and so he says, they slandered Jesus and his mother. Subhanallah. In the midst of all of this, says they slandered Jesus and his mother. And Najashi asked, what do you say about Jesus and his mother? What you Muslims said about Jesus and his mother? So Ja'far radiallahu anhu recited to them Surah Maryam. Allah. Let the Quran speak, ya akhwan. You have to be so eloquent. Let the Quran, the speech of Allah. So he recited to them Surah Maryam. And when he came to the part where Jesus and his mother are mentioned, and Najashi raised a splinter from his siwak of the size of which might get into the eye, and he said, by Allah, the Messiah did not exceed what you have said by one dot. He says, Najashi said, by Allah, the Messiah did not exceed what you have said by one dot. And regarding al-Najashi, Allah Most High revealed this ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the ayat 83 and 84 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. We give you the translation of these verses after the adhan of Salat al-Isha, insha'Allah ta'ala. So in these verses in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and when they, mean those who call themselves Christians, and when they listen to what has been sent down to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of the truth they have recognized. They say, our Lord, we believe, so write us down among the witnesses. And why should we not believe in Allah and in that which has come to us of the truth, meaning Islamic monotheism? The ulama, ya akhwan, Shaykh bin Baz, Shaykh bin Uthaymeen, rahimahumullah, and others, they says that the Quran has a great impact on the people. For those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants guidance for them, even if they may not understand what it is. Remember the story of the companion who, when he heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting Surah At-Tur, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created from nothing, or were they themselves the creators? He says, that's the first time what Iman settled in my heart. SubhanAllah. One of the du'ats, he's from Saudi Arabia, and he mentioned that he was in one of the European countries, and he was given da'wah, and he said he has questions and answers, and he was in Ramadan between Asr and Maghrib, and people, they were asking questions about Islam and this and that, some non-Muslims and this. People, they were asking questions, and then after the Sheikh said, that's it? He said, it was only like 10 minutes for the Adhan and Maghrib. That's it? I said, when they were about to leave, one big, tall guy came in and he says, I want to talk to you. The Sheikh says, listen, if you have a question, well, the time is off, we got to prepare tomorrow. But he said to him, I want to learn about Islam. Sheikh said, you're not Muslim? He says, no. He says, man, we're staying here. We're going to stay with you and talk to you. So he was talking to him and this and this. And then he said to him, that's the point why I'm bringing this. He said to him, listen, I'm going to recite something to you. And tell me what do you feel? So he said he recited to him at first the ayats from Surah Maryam about Isa alayhi salam and his mother with the tajweed. Nice recitation. And then he stopped. Then after that he said, now I'm going to recite to you something else. And he was reciting in the same way like tajweed, but he was just saying some sow, he went to the market, bought some celery and some tomatoes and some cucumbers, came back home, cut them up, make a salad, ate it, and then go to sleep. But in the same way, he recited them in the same way. He said to him, did you notice any difference? He says, yes. He says, what? He says, what you recite in the second time means nothing to me. I didn't feel anything, but the first recitation, something is different about it. He said, that's the Quran. He said, that was the Quran what I recited to you in the first time, and that was something I made up in the second time, subhanAllah. Then the Najashi, after this, the Najashi approached Ja'far, radiallahu anh. Then he said, go, for you are Suyum, meaning in my land, meaning safe. He says, you and your people, you are safe in my land. And whoever maligns, or harm you or something, try to harm you, maligns.
Usually that means like by words.
By words. Yeah. Whoever like slander you or say something to you, will pay for it. So there is no license today for anyone against the party of Abraham. Alright? So subhanAllah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he sent him to him. He said, there is a just ruler in there, if you remember, huh? He mentioned that before. Inna fiha rajulan la yudlamu an-nasu 'indahu. People are not wronged in the presence of this man. No one is oppressed. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a hadith in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Inna Allah la yansuru hadha ad-din bir-rajul al-kafir." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this religion through the disbeliever person. And he was Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad al-Jami, one of the great scholars. He died on 1416 of the Hijrah. Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of this time. He was so firm upon the Aqeedah, and he was a thorn in the, what they call it, in the throat of the Mubtadi'ah, the innovators, so much so that now whoever called to the Sunnah and called and smashed the innovators, they say, you're a Jami. You follow al-Jamiya. Because he was so stern upon the Sunnah and stern against the people of innovation and Dalala and Hizbiya. Now whoever does that, which is from the religion, they call him, oh, you're Jami, you're with that guy. No, with the Sunnah. That person, he didn't come up with something from his mind. Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, I heard him in one of his talks, rahimahullah, of course, from the tape. I never met the Sheikh who sat with him, alhamdulillah, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the tapes of the Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami. He was explaining this hadith. And there is a story behind this hadith. Then one of the barrels, there was this man who was with the companions, and he was fighting very fiercely. But then the Prophet ﷺ told them he is from the people of the fire. He's in the fire. Companions are like, he's in fire. This man was courageous. He's fighting hard. But then they follow him and they know that the Prophet ﷺ speaks the truth. But what that man did, after all of this bravery and that, he was wounded, severely wounded, and he didn't accept it. Because he was so courageous, what did he do? He killed himself. Still, he has, protected the Muslims and fought fiercely. Imam Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, when he was explaining this hadith, he said, yes, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this religion and protect the Muslims and the haqq through a kafir. And he gave a story. Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, he says that one of his students from a Jami'a al-Islamiyya from Africa, the Jami'a al-Islamiyya, the university, Islamic University in Medina, in Saudi Arabia, there is a program there for people that come from all countries to learn Islam. Well, alhamdulillah, the government, jazamullah khairan, they pay for their tickets and they pay for everything. They study free and they eat and they stay free in the medication and everything. And on top of that, they give them a stipend every month. It's like maybe almost 200 or something a month. All right? And they are where? In the city of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi. They can make Umrah every week if they want. Because Mecca is only like 3-4 hours driving. All right? Or 6 maybe, Alhamdulillah. That's a ni'mah from Allah. So anyway, he says one of those students who came from Africa, alhamdulillah, because people come from different countries, ikhwan, in there. Alhamdulillah, he finished his program, his years in Medina, he got his degree, went back to his country, alhamdulillah, to teach sunnah and tawheed. And that's the purpose behind that. So that the people can learn and go back to their places and countries and teach. Okay? So this student of knowledge, he went back to that country. Okay? And Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, he knows this man and he knows his story. So this man, when this student of knowledge, he came back, he began to teach the Tawheed and the Sunnah and warn against innovations and Sufiya, especially in Africa, there is a lot of Sufiya. Now Shia is going in there. But there is a lot of Sufism. And Shirk wal-Iyadu Billah and Khurafat. So this man, he's like, man, I'm going to call the people to the Sunnah. You're Muslims, like you say? But you got to practice the correct Islam. From the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. Not just follow the old ways of the ignorance. No, you want to be true Muslims? Here is Islam. Take it from its proper sources. The Quran and sound Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ as understood by the companions. Because Islam is the religion of Allah. So now he began to call to that. Now, alhamdulillah, people are not stupid, ya akhi. People, if Allah wants good for certain people, they're going to see the haqq clearly. And they follow it. So those Sufis and the main guys of the leaders of the Sufis, they ain't like that. This man is interfering with our business now. He's taking our people away from us. See, that's how it is. That's how they take it. They take it as this. So they began to, to harm him, to warn against him and this. Okay? And that country was under it was a colony of one of the European countries, France or Belgium or whatever it is, was still a colony. So the ruler was a kafir. So they began to harm him physically. So the people, his student, they says, Shaykh, go to the ruler, man, he's a good guy. He says, no, I will never go to a kafir ruler. I'm going to be patient, inshallah. Going to be patient. So he continued to be patient. And those leaders of Hizbiyan, Sufism, and Bidah, they hoping that he's going to give up. He didn't give up. When they saw that they said he is not giving up, they were the one who complained to the kafir ruler. They were the one that go to the ruler and say, you know what? There is this guy here. He brought a new religion. His guy brought a new religion. He's causing a lot of corruption in here. And you don't want no trouble, right? You just a ruler in here. You want peace. But this guy is going to cause a lot of problems for you. We warning you against him. You know us. You've been here with us for so many years. You cool with us. But this guy here, he went somewhere, came back with some new stuff. So that ruler, he called him. He says, come here. And they were sitting too. This is Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami reciting this, telling this. I'm not giving you entertainments. This is the Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, by the way. Rahimahullah. So that ruler, he called him. He says, this guy, they said, you bring a new religion and this. And where you bring this from? He said, I bring no new religion. I'm calling to the religion, the true religion of Islam. He says, you have any proofs? He says, yes. I studied this in the University of Medina. I was like them when I was here. I was doing the same thing. I went to the university, alhamdulillah, I learned the Tawheed, the correct Islam. That is not what these guys are doing. And it is my responsibility to call the people, including them, to the correct Islam and to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to him, you have a proof? He says, yes, here is my degree, man. I spent years, here is my degree. He says, tell me something. He says, this is the university in the city of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, whom Allah sent with Islam to teach everybody Islam. Well, this is, I was studying in his city, where Islam started and spread all over. Then the ruler said, wait a minute. When you guys, will you bring this stuff from that you're teaching? He says, listen, man, this man has a degree. He studied for years in Islamic university, in the city of your prophet. And you didn't study nowhere? You shut your mouth. And let this man teach his religion. Because this man has learned. All right? And he told him, he says, you guys, I'm afraid you're like those up there with us in our countries. He says, they just talking about religion, have no clue what it is. He said to them, listen, he said to the students, go ahead, man, teach that stuff. And you're going to leave him alone. If you talk to him or get in his way, I deal with you personally. Allahu Akbar. See, sabr, ikhlas. You may go through some hardship, but then the nasr. The victory from Allah is near. We just don't see it like that. It's very near. So inshallah ta'ala, we learn from this. That's whatever happening, akhwan, we be patient. Last thing, we mentioned the death of Najashi, because it goes with this. The Shaykh says, when Najashi died, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out and offered prayer over him, as one offers funeral prayer over a dead person. The hypocrites, they said, he is praying over an infidel who died in Habasha, Abyssinia. So Allah Most High revealed, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ. And there are certainly among the people of the scripture, Jews and Christians, those who believe in Allah and in that which has been revealed to you and in that which has been revealed to them, humbling themselves before Allah. Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 199. It was also said that Quraysh sent messengers to request their return before the hijrah to Al-Madina. And in the fifth year of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hid in the house of Al-Arqam, Ibn Abi Al-Arqam. Next class, inshallah ta'ala, we continue and with this point that Hamza Ibn Abd al-Muttalib embraces Islam, also Umar Ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, embraces Islam. and Abu Talib's protection of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the boycott of Banu Hashim in the canyon. Insha'Allah ta'ala. سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم على حسن إنصاتكم